Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. Number four declaration. I bring wealth and resources into all circumstances and needs. Now remember, this is a declaration over our life. This I statement is ultimately what God brings through us. But we can trust God that when He has us arrive at a circumstance, in a season, in a situation, that we have something that we can add to that circumstance, situation, relationship. We can bring wealth. We can make that circumstance more rich in God's love. We can provide resources only through God, that only He could provide truly through us. So again, if when we read these I statements, it is not about us, it is about the great I am through us. So please remember that. And for this one, as I say, I bring wealth and resources. When we think about that word wealth, we know that we live this upside down life as people of faith, as believers. So when we say wealth, we automatically think of rich, meaning money and possession. And that's not what we're saying here. We're saying God can do far more than you can imagine with your abilities, giftings, circumstances, and even your possessions. He can bring a richness to those around you and even in your own life, only because He is so good. So let's get into some scripture to back this up. We're first going to start in Exodus 36, 2 through 7. And this is where they are building the first tabernacle. And we have Moses here gathering those craftsmen to do that very thing. I'm going to probably mispronounce these names, but I'm in Exodus 36, and I'm going to read 2 through 7. Bezalel and Oholiabah, and every craftsman in whom the Lord has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary, shall work in accordance with all the Lord that He has commanded. The Lord has put the skill and the intelligence in these men. And Moses called them, and every craftsman in whose mind the Lord had put the skill, and everyone whose heart was stirred up to come and do the work. And they received from Moses all the contribution that the people of Israel had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. So already God had provided the provision for this building to occur. Then He placed the skill and the even the heart desire in these men and women to build the sanctuary. They still kept bringing Him free will offerings every morning, so that all the craftsmen who were doing every sort of task on the sanctuary came, each from the task that he was doing. And Moses said, "The people bring much more than enough for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do." So Moses gave command, and the word was proclaimed throughout the camp, "Let no man or woman or anything more for the contribution for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient to do all the work and more. God had provided. They didn't need to give more. God had, through the people, provided the provision that they needed. But the people still wanted to give. How beautiful. They wanted to give above and beyond God's provision. How wonderful. But the thing that stands out to me here when we're thinking about how we can bring wealth and resources to a circumstance or a relationship or a situation, it's through God's provision. He's given you that skill set. He's given you that gifting. Whatever it is you bring to the table, He's provided it ahead of time. And then we have our second scripture here, where I am reading from where I'm just reminding you of this circumstance as an example of how God can provide with material things more than we can imagine. Okay, we see with limitation because we're human, but God has no limit. And here we see, I'm in Mark 8. It's the story where Jesus feeds, it says here, the 4,000. We know that there's probably more than that because they usually just counted the men. We know women and children were in this crowd as well. In those days, it says, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have a compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days and they have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them come from far away. And his disciples answered them, well, how can we feed these people with the bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these should be set before them. And they ate, and they were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And when they were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away, and immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went on to the next district. He took 7 loaves and 1 fish and fed 4,000 people. You've heard these fishes and loaves stories of Jesus doing these miraculous things with the possessions of the people that, again, he had provided in advance for them. And then we see a different story. Here we see a story of a sinful woman who enters the house of a Pharisee. And if you know anything about this, a Pharisee would be someone that would be considered holier than others, or at least they thought they were. They followed the rules. They prayed in public. Often they were holy people wanting to be godly and sometimes judgmental against others who weren't living such a holy and quote unquote perfect life. You may know some people like this. Maybe you have tendencies to be that way as well. This little section here is from Luke 7. And I'm reading, from 35 to, I believe, 50. Yeah. A sinful woman forgiven. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and he reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table of a Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair on her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus, answering him, said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had 2 debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, well, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, you have judged rightly. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water at my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I come in, she has not ceased to kiss my face. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. So I think this is such a beautiful way to end this idea of bringing wealth and resources to a circumstance. This sinful woman didn't have anywhere near as much to offer as the Pharisee, and yet the Pharisee offered nothing to Jesus. She wept and gave her tears. She brought her alabaster jar with her ointment, which we can assume was maybe one of her prized possessions. She had very little to give, and yet she gave much, and that is what saved her. So our giving, our wealth, our resources, sometimes are things from our heart. We can give love. We can give time. We can give patience. We can give a listening ear. That could be the resource someone needs. Go and remember that you bring wealth and resources to the circumstances you arrive to the relationships you arrive to, because of the great I am who provides them in your heart and your life. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.